In Los Angeles, the car crisis came and passed over the weekend. A major interstate freeway that was closed for construction has reopened. Fearing traffic jams of epic proportions, many drivers stayed off the roads. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, cars were back on the I-405 a day ahead of schedule.
At high noon Sunday, the first cars and motorcycles of the weekend drove honking and cheering through a stretch of the 405 freeway that was completely closed down midnight Friday. It was originally to be reopened this morning, but construction crews finished demolishing a bridge to make way for a new carpool lane 17 hours earlier than expected.
Carmageddon, schmarmageddon.
L.A. County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky had coined the term Carmageddon to warn Angelenos of possible traffic nightmares due to the freeway closure. But many of the streets and freeways were blissfully empty much of the weekend.
A lot of people in Los Angeles have learned that you can get along without taking long rides in your cars on weekends this past couple of days.
Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa said the early reopen saved Los Angeles $400,000 in construction costs. He thanked L.A. drivers for cooperating.
The people of this town didn't get in their cars. They stayed home or walked to wherever they wanted to go in their neighborhood. And as a result, this has gone much better than anybody could have imagined.
Police and fire crews had been poised to respond to any emergency caused by the closure, but the only incidents that happened were minor, says L.A. Police Chief Charlie Beck.
A couple of cyclists, a jogger, and maybe a skateboarder or two. I think there was may have been a total of eight. Just people that were overly curious and wanted to trespass on the freeway.
Before the 405 reopened, Mark Kramer brought his baby boy and took photos of the empty freeway.
It just being so quiet, it really is surreal.
Amy Haim, her husband and two young daughters, watched the construction crews finish up, too.
They did a great job. I mean, look, we can follow directions. The Angelenos, we stayed out of the way, and it was great. I mean, who doesn't want to zip around L.A. with no traffic and everyone's in a good mood? And I thought it was fabulous.
Around the city, some people took public transportation and celebrated the event with Carmageddon parties.
Alrighty, Westville, Culver City, we're having a tailgate party here at Center Court.
JetBlue took passengers like Ezra Horn from Burbank to Long Beach on flights that cost just $4.
The pilot told us the flight would be 22 minutes, but he was going to try and do it in 14. He ended up doing it in 12, and if you look at the flight path, he actually flew in an S shape to fly the whole plane over the 405 freeway to give everybody an eyeful of the empty freeways.
On Saturday, five bicyclists calling themselves Wolfpack Hustle even raced against the plane. They rode for nearly 39 miles, mostly on bike paths along the L.A. River. One of the cyclists, actor John Budnoff, says they started out from North Hollywood when Horn left for the airport at 10:50 a.m.
So Wolfpack got there at 12:24, and the plane landed at 12:51. Whoops.
Whoops.
Whoops. We just annihilated them so bad.
Budnoff and his teammates say they wanted to prove that cycling in L.A. is definitely a viable means of transportation. And many Angelenos said they wish the freeway was closed like this every weekend. They'll get another chance to try beating Carmageddon in 11 months when the 405 freeway closes again to finish the construction project. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.